respect over the past 30 plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump is speaking at the White House at this hour, saying there was no blue wave in this election.
They can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly. But a lot of votes came in late. I've already decisively won many critical states, including massive victories in Florida, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio. To name just a few, we won these and many other victories despite historic election interference from big media, big money, and big tech.
While Democrat Joe Biden is optimistic about winning the presidential election, but he's urging patience, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Biden says he feels very good about the outcome of the race for the White House.
We have no doubt that when the count is finished, Senator Harris and I will be declared the winners.
In remarks from Wilmington, Delaware, he said democracy can be messy, and he urged for patience and calm as votes continue to be counted.
Democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Democrats are looking to make a change in leadership of their campaign committee. More from House correspondent Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Democrats are encouraging California Congressman Tony Cardenas to drop out of the race for assistant speaker and run to lead the House Democrats' 2020 campaign operation following a disappointing election night for the party. Current DCCC Chairwoman Sherry Bustos of Illinois has not said whether she'll seek a second term leading the campaign arm. Many Democrats say they don't envision Bustos, a centrist, leading the DCCC after Tuesday night's results, particularly as her own district's politics have become more complicated and she's forced to focus more energy on defending her own seat in western Illinois. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 542 points, the NASDAQ rose 300, the S&P advanced 67. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Meeting new people, going on dates, I was way out of practice. Silver Singles made it easy for me to get back into dating, and it felt just right.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50.
Signing up was easy. I told them a little about me, my interests, and I started getting matches right away.
At Silver Singles, you receive daily matches you won't want to miss. Start your search today at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
A message to my Medicare eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. The latest numbers released by the Secretary of State's office show Joe Biden's lead has grown to some 12,000, nearly anyway, 603,807 to 592,020. Secretary of State Barbara Sagavsky says the remaining ballots will continue to be counted and updates provided just once per day. She says the remaining ballots were mail-in ballots received on the election day and ballots from voters who registered at the polls on election day, either dropped them off at ballot drop-off locations or delivered by the Postal Service. And please excuse me, I'm trying to answer the phone and talk to you at the same time. Bear with me. Other news at this moment. The president's re-election campaign is suing Nevada, asking the state to be stopped from counting improper mail-in votes. The former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt says they firmly believe many mail-in votes are improper. That lawsuit is being filed in federal district court, and that is here in Las Vegas.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a couple of crashes working right now. 215 westbound, that's the Pecos southbound off-ramp. Also another crash, US 95 southbound, that's after Cheyenne. The two right lanes are blocked there and congestion on Interstate 15 south at Spring Mountain.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Final hour of Live and Local Now. You say, wait a minute, Tony, it's just after 4 o'clock. No. We got Packers and the 49ers coming up at 5, so we will be reduced to 2 hours today, but we'll be back on with a three-hour dose tomorrow. This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. When we need help with legal matters, we always turn to our next guest. He is absolutely amazing. The problem is we usually have a legal problem when he comes on, and this is a big one. This involves the President of the United States. Here he is, Craig Mueller, a criminal defense attorney, Mueller and Associates, and he joins us. Man, I tell you, we always say that we always call you when there's something legal going on, and this is a pretty big something.
Kevin, I'm getting to the point where I flinch when you call me because I'm like, oh, here it goes again. So much to be said. I could talk for hours on this subject, but I'm here to answer your questions, and I will offer a couple insights if they come up.
Well, first of all, the 30,000-foot overview of what we're looking at. The president, in his little mini news conference, he made a statement at the White House. We carried a part of it. He said, I told you this was going to happen, and he was right.
This is, in fact, to a disinterested party, and I don't want to say this too loudly from the radio station, but I'm not a real big fan of Donald Trump and his style. I agree with his politics, but he said and predicted exactly what was going to happen. Everyone else saw this was going to happen, and in fact, it's happening. This appears to be an attempt in broad daylight to steal the presidency by the same people who impeached him, created the false Russia investigation. I don't understand what it is the Democrats are so terrified of, but they are horrified by Donald Trump, and they will do anything, say anything to get him out of office. Now, I want you to understand, and the voters need to understand this. Your partisan governor, that miserable SOB county commissioner, changed the voting rules by special session. Nobody asked for this. He did this. He called a special session, and he made it possible so that I can walk around your neighborhood and pull mailbox ballots from you and my neighbors and aggregate them together and deliver them without any supervision, without any identification, and just trust me. Trust me, Kevin. I'm telling the truth. And those are the votes we have. And that was your governor's own initiative. This was the governor who's now bankrupted the state. He thought this was a great idea. We have 1.8 million registered voters, and we are already at 1.2. To absolutely nobody is surprised, we have the highest turnout probably in the history of the state's elections. And there's another 15 or 100, 200,000 votes to count. And guess what? Donald Trump is losing. This is theft. It is just the criminal enterprise and fraud. They changed the voting scheme to what has happened here would have been a felony that would have ended you in prison 6 months ago.
Craig, let me ask you. There are people that have questioned the integrity of the vote for years in our state. Busloads of people coming over from California and voting and all of that stuff. But nobody's ever been able to take a smoking gun that you could take into a judge and say, here's evidence. Do we have a smoking gun now? Do we have evidence of wrongdoing, criminal wrongdoing?
I've been involved in about three or four of these over the years. And you always get the same thing. You get a reasonable inference. You get some insight. You know, there's several well-documented cases of dead people voting in this election. That's not meaningfully in doubt. You just have to run the people who recently deceased, and you'll see that they were such ardent supporters of democracy that they voted from beyond the grave. That is not enough to challenge or overturn the election. Now, I'm a cynical guy, and I'm in a cynical line of work. So perhaps maybe I should take a vacation. But it does occur to me that this state went from a libertarian, Republican state to a left-wing, radical left Democratic state when Harry Reid took over and when they changed the voting machines from paper ballots to electronic ballots. Now, I'm cynical, or maybe that's just coincidental. But here we are once again with just nearly unbelievable results. Massive turnout. And everyone who voted, they mailed these ballots to people who are inactive voters, people who hadn't voted in two or three elections. I've had four or five employees or clients in the office. Look, I got four ballots. Might as well take them back to the election department. Now, if somebody's a little less conscientious, or if they were paid to go collect all those ballots and sign some names, we have only Joe Gloria's assertion that, trust me, we verified that the signatures match. I mean, that's the state of democracy in Nevada. Trust me. This is a state where nobody can be trusted. And this election is just that. There's no other way around it.
The president's campaign is suing. They're going to court. We spoke with Adam Laxalt. I asked him what kind of relief he would want. What kind of relief would you ask for in a case like this, Craig?
Well, the presidential election is the one that everyone pays attention to. Now, here's the irony of this. It doesn't matter that much. Strictly speaking, the state tricks its electoral colleges in the way and the manner chosen by the state legislature. Now, in Bush versus Gore, when the Supreme Court finally pulled the plug on it, this Florida legislature was getting ready to meet and vote their conscience for who they wanted to be their electors. If I went into court and I said, I have definitive proof that this election has been rigged and the outcome is improper, the courts can do one of two things. They can order a re-election, or they can declare the results void. But in that instance, all that would happen is the legislature would get to pick who the electors are. And in this state, there's no doubt about who Nicole Cannizzaro and the people who run the state clique of government workers are going to pick. So, you know, unless we can show that there's definitive fraud, then it'd be the question and time to have another election, then it's kind of the end of it.
The president trails Joe Biden by 11,438 right now here in Nevada. In order to overturn this election in this state, he would have to come up with over 11,483 to be able to claim victory. Is that right?
Yes, sir. There's I was just literally on the website anticipating your call. They're at 84-85%. They're still, at that rate, there's still another 100+ thousand votes to be cast. And there's overseas servicemen, absentee ballots, they're actually can be received for another week. All they have to do is be postmarked by the date of the election. Now, normally, in normal circumstances, that doesn't matter very much because, you know, we're a small state and there's relatively few of those ballots coming in. In this instance, there might be a fair bit of them. That's the problem with the system that the Democrats have created. There's no way of tracking them. And honestly, I'm not so sure if I didn't go out and collect up a few extra ballots and stamp the postmark stamp on them and drop them in the mail, I couldn't change the outcome of this election as it sits. Now, that's the problem with the system these people have created. And trust us, it's on. I mean, it doesn't even pass the straight face test anymore.
The president leads in Georgia by 3,600 votes. He leads in North Carolina by 76,000 votes. He leads in Pennsylvania by 64,000 votes. Let me just ask you, is it possible that the president could run the table, could end up getting Arizona back, and end up winning this thing?
I looked at those numbers in Arizona, and I don't see why that state was called. That was not a call I would have made as an analyst, and that's not even a call I would make now. I forget the exact number, but 600,000 or 700,000 votes were still to be counted in Arizona from counties and in areas where Donald Trump had actually done very well. So Arizona, as far as I can tell, at least as of 4:15 Pacific time on Thursday, November 6th, it seems to be still very much in play. This election, I think Donald Trump carries Georgia. I think he carries North Carolina and Pennsylvania. And we might very well be at ground zero of a pretty massive legal fight here.
Wow! Wow! We've always said, you know, your vote could be the difference. It could come down to Nevada, and in fact, it has come down to Nevada.
Change the rules.
Exactly.
They had to change the rules to have this outcome. This would not have happened had Steve Sisolak personally, and I cannot be kind enough to Mr. Sisolak personally, called a special session in to take a well-established, well-regulated, well-understood legal or voting system and replace it with this abomination. Now, he's a criminal, and he's aiding and abetting criminals. It's mind-numbing to me how bad this is.
Let me ask you, you're a guy that's dabbled in politics in addition to doing what you do. Is he going to have a difficult job trying to get reelected?
He's not getting reelected. He's getting to be undersecretary of doing nothing at the federal agency and taking a nice big federal payroll. He's not going to face the voters. And the other thing, if he's the man I think he is, he's not going to do anything difficult or personally inconvenient, and he's not going to face the voters. He's going to take a cabinet position with the Biden administration, and he's not going to be anywhere in this time zone when the voters find out just how bad the state finances are. Today, I had a mother of three in the office in tears. I haven't gotten a dime of unemployment since March. I get up every morning, go to the unemployment office, stand in line. I haven't got a dime. She came into my office. I had to give her money for food for her family. That's Steve Sisolak's unemployment agency. Today, I got on the internet and called the DMV. We are not taking phone calls at this time. Client's got a problem with his DMV, hasn't been able to get it fixed in 3 months. Schools aren't meeting. The police aren't on the streets ask your listeners, look around and look for a Metro officer on the street. The government's broke. Steve Sisolak has bankrupted us. He's collapsed the government. He's going to get out of town. He's not going to face voters again.
Well, which is, it's the best reason why it was good that we decided as an electorate to not give the Democrats the supermajority they'd been seeking. Just in looking at some of the election numbers, although everything's kind of like on hold because we got all these other ballots coming in. I was talking to Scott Hammond, state senator in Nevada 18. He feels pretty comfortable right now. He is in front in his race. A lot of races where Republicans are doing really, really well across the state.
Yes. The Republicans objectively actually had a very good night. And President Trump had a good night. He went to bed thinking he won Nevada.
Wow. Unbelievable. I'm going to let you go. I thank you for your expertise, your legal knowledge, but I thank you for your friendship as well in election time.
I apologize to get a little heated because I'm actually on the front lines. This isn't a theoretical concept for me. I don't have the advantage of being a politician these days. I look these people in the eye. I've got no money for my food. I got to go back to my mom's house because I'm losing my apartment. I can't get a hold of my DMV to get my driver's license renewed, and they towed my car. The government, I've never seen anything this bad. I had no idea government could, in fact, be this bad.
If folks want to reach out to you, if folks have legal problems, and all of us from time to time have legal problems, and you need some place to turn to, how can they find you?
Sure. Give me a call, 702-382-1200. Watch this election closely. It's not over yet.
I'm with you, man. Craig, thanks so much. Always good. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Kevin. Thank you.
Craig Mueller, criminal defense attorney, Mueller and Associates. And I'll just tell you, there's no better guy than Craig Mueller. And he's a veteran, and I love him. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Don't forget, short show today, because we got the Niners and the Packers coming up at 5. We'll be back with a full 3-hour dose coming up tomorrow, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
So what are the lessons going forward for the Republican Party in Nevada and nationwide? We'll talk about that, because either way this thing shakes loose, we need to learn from this.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Some good news and bad news. Bad news is almost half of Americans approaching retirement have nothing saved. The good news is that the new estimate from the U.S. Government Accountability Office is slightly better than a few years earlier. Now, we call on America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta, for a little insight. Coach, do you see things getting better like GAO does?
Well, Steve, I think everyone out there listening needs to have their very own decumulation plan. That's when we reach retirement. We need to make sure we have enough money. And unfortunately, many people haven't saved what they should have, or are saving in the wrong place. You know, it's almost just as bad to save in the wrong place as it is not even start saving.
Sure.
We've seen way too many folks who think they're in the right place because they've been told that, but never been explained where they really were, and never had anything in writing that fully explained what kind of income they could get for the rest of their life. So it's vitally important that everyone listening out there has their very own what we call financial green print. And that's looking at where you are right now, financially, where you are right now age-wise, and making sure that when you reach retirement, or if you're in retirement, you get what we call the financial fill-up strategy in place every single year. You get a check that's delivered to you that keeps you going in the right direction and never goes away. That's called income planning. We need to make sure we never run out of our money. Our money needs to grow when we're not using it. It needs to be protected from the ups and downs of the market, well, the downs of the market especially.
Sure, yeah.
And it needs to have a lifetime income you can never outlive built into it. Not only will we design your very own financial green print strategy, we'll also give you a 3-book set, The Financial Safari, America Ask Coach, and 7 Baby Steps to get you on the path where you deserve.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce.
Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Labor is Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't you just love it? This election may carry on for weeks to come. This is absolutely amazing. This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates. Here's the number, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Joe Gloria held a news conference today. He's got another one tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And by the way, tomorrow morning with Heidi Harris, Adam Laxalt will have the very latest. He was with me today, but they had not yet filed a lawsuit against the state. They're going to federal court, and they're going to sue. But they have not yet filed, at least as of about 45 minutes ago. So be listening tomorrow for Heidi Harris, 6 to 9 a.m., and I guarantee you, you'll get updated information. Joe Gloria held a news conference, though, today, and he talked of the votes being dumped today and the votes that are actually being counted. The votes that are being counted, this is cut number 3, go.
All of the in-person votes are in the system.
So ballots reported today were drop-off vote-by-mail ballots, is that correct?
Some of them. They're grouped in different areas. I can't tell you exactly which ballots went in and got counted.
How come you're not able to say that at the register?
Well, I would have to go look at the batches and see where they came from. What I'm telling you is exactly what we know we have left. This could be a combination of drop-off ballots, things that were left in the mail. That's all we really have left at this point.
But was not in-person voting. Reporting today was not in-person.
Again, in-person voting was reported on election night. That would have been early voting and election day. All of the in-person votes are in the system.
Now, one of the things, and we'll talk about it coming up on the other side. And by the way, on the other side, we're going to go to our wall-to-wall free-for-all a little bit early because obviously we've got Thursday Night Football coming up at 5 o'clock. But I want to make sure that we get to your phone calls. So I'm going to open up our phone lines right now, clear them all out at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out, because I've been getting some social media stuff. And again, you never know quite, who's out there.